now we're going to bring on somebody who can help us maybe find out a little bit of better ways to manage our new time at home. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a Georgia Bulldog. She has a master's of science. She is a doctor of philosophy. She is a woman who is certainly dedicating her lives to the spiritual and mental health of others. And we are now proud to be joined by Morehouse School of Medicine Assistant Professor, Director of Counseling Services, Psychiatric and Behavioral Science, Dr. Sean Garrison will join us here on the home team in Hamilton Show. And we do need to talk to some people throughout this time because we are so used to being creatures of habit. We are so used to doing the same things repetitively, and now we can't do those things. We need to talk to some experts to help us manage mentally the best way to get through this time, which won't be long, I don't believe, but we want to talk to an expert, and we have one now in Dr. Sean Garrison. How you doing this fine Friday, Dr. Garrison?
I am great. How are you? And thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you for your time. We certainly could use it, and so could our listeners. First and foremost, how should we be shaping our minds knowing that we have restrictions when we wake up right now during these pandemic and quarantine protocols that we're in together?
Well, first of all, let me say there's probably not one or two things I can say that is going to apply to everybody. So do know that I'm speaking generally. The other thing I want to say is that this sense of being trapped in our homes or being limited against our will in some way affects and translates to different people differently. So I'm going to talk about some general things. I think the first important thing is to keep a proper perspective that I think, like you said earlier, this isn't going to last forever, but you want to look at what's happening now in terms of something that's good for you. What might you learn that you wouldn't have learned under any other circumstances? So the first thing is to pay attention to something other than all the negative doom and gloom stuff. The second thing is to take care of yourself, both body and mind. You want to watch how you're caring for your body. Yes, exercise. Yes, go outside in the real sunshine and exercise. I'm not going to say eat well, but I am going to say eat better. I'm also going to say drink more water, and you want to watch your sleep. So some of the things that impact a person's sleep is what you do and put into your mind during the day. So the other thing to maintain a positive sense or attitude, or at least as positive as possible, is decrease your exposure to the negative.
I like that. Dr. Sean Garrison joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show here on the Sports X. She is Director of Counseling Services, Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at Morehouse School of Medicine. When you get along those lines, people who are frustrated, what can you do about being frustrated when we still have things we cannot do because of the restrictions placed upon us right now?
Right. You broke up for a minute. What was your question again, please?
What should people do, or what is your advice that people could do about being frustrated when they have these protocols that are placed in place right now for us to be safe with our health?
Okay, so I'm not sure how much of what you heard before, but I was certainly waxing poetic and profound, so I'll repeat myself, I think. There's a couple of things to do. The first thing is to try to stay positive, and one of the best ways to do that is to avoid the negative.
Gotcha.
So you want to get information about what's happening, but you don't want to inundate yourself so that all you're doing is doom and gloom.
Dr. Sean Garrison from the Morehouse School of Medicine joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show here on the Sports X.
Dr. Garrison, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Can you all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay, great.
Can you coach me up a little bit? I have a problem meditating. How do I meditate? I mean, do I have to ignore everything? How do I get in that space too? I know, you know, people just saying just sit there and think and close your eyes, so to speak. But, you know, how do I meditate? Are there steps to meditating?
Sure, there's steps to meditating. There's steps just about anything, but there's a couple of different ways to meditate. I think sometimes when people say meditate, people think, oh, let's go om and have a completely blank mind. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about. The point of meditating is to be mindful. And the point of mindful is to just simply get impacted only by this moment in time. Don't let your mind run forward and worry about stuff, and don't let your mind get stuck in the past. So it's not so much about what you don't think about. It's about just letting the thoughts go by. So you are focusing your attention on the right now, not on any other time. So meditation can be paying attention to your breathing. You can go to a couple of apps on your phone. There's lots of free ones. Breathe, Stop Breathe, Think, Headspace. Those are ones that tell you how to do it. So guided imagery or a guided meditation is much better for people new to this. It tells you what to think about. Remember that your mind is housing your brain, and your brain is attached to your body. So what you do in your mind immediately affects your body and vice versa. So sit down, breathe, be quiet, but you're really just trying to pay attention to what's happening right in this moment.
Dr. Sean Garrison from Morehouse School of Medicine joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the SportsX. What about things specifically with people being in the house together? Are there things you should do alone? Is there some separation that is good or healthy for people in order for them to have their own space in confined spaces?
The idea for this time and for your whole life is about balance and moderation. And again, remember, everybody needs social closeness and distance and interaction and lack thereof separately. We're all on a continuum here. So some of us need to talk to other people a little bit more than others. So what you need to do, though, is to first of all, I like the whole idea of the meditation question. The first of all is to get clear about what do you need, not what you think you should need, not the way you think you ought to be, but what is it that's going to actually calm you down and make you feel like, right, like this is me. And then you have to practice asking for what you need or refusing what you don't need with communicating. So there's a balance of taking care of yourself by spending time with yourself, taking care of yourself by spending time with others in the way that's good for you, and taking care of yourself by staying connected to your larger community as well.
Dr. Garrison, how negative is worrying really? Because, you know, I know it's very, very negative, and how can you kind of, you know, subdue that a little bit when things are real, bills being paid and things like that, your kids' future, worrying, I'm not necessarily worrying, but concern. Is there a difference between worrying and it just, you know, game planning into the future when we get on the other side?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're definitely onto something. What is worry? Worry
right.
is thinking about, obsessing about stuff you can't do anything about right now. So it makes more sense to focus your attention on the things that you can manage at the moment and to plan adequately for what you can do and then let it go. I hate to sound like a broken record, but I don't know, maybe I don't. The mindfulness thing, again, your biggest power, your biggest ability to affect anything is right in this moment. So figuring out, maybe I need to sit down. I got time. I'm sitting at home. Let me go look at my budget again versus going, oh, no, how expensive is college going to be in 12 years?
Okay,
what
yes,
I'm going to do?
Yes.
Okay, two different things.
Dr. Sean Garrison joining us here from Morehouse School of Medicine here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show here on the SportsX. What about for children, people with families? It's one thing if you're a single person, you can manage things yourself. If you're a couple and you don't have kids, you can manage those things differently. Are there different approaches that you would recommend or advise for people who have children and things that the children may need that other households may not need?
I think with parents who are home all day with their children, and this is an unusual thing, and parents who are home all day with each other, which is also an unusual thing, the first thing you need to do is have some self-compassion. And that is one of the building blocks of resiliency, to sit down and be aware of what you need and then to have some compassion for yourself. So the first thing is to recognize that we don't all know what we're doing, and that doesn't mean that we are broken. It just means we're uncomfortable and we're unsure. And the second thing is that you do need to look at your children, possibly in ways that you had not looked at them before, so that you can understand that every kid doesn't need the same thing. The other thing that I personally say, old school that I am, is that everybody needs some structure, though. So within the understanding that everybody has special needs, there has to be some structure. And know that the extra stress and blessing in this is that everybody is redefining, I guess, how it is that they are family. And I hope that what we learn with the people in our household does translate over and continue to generalize once we are up and out again. So having some compassion, having some humor, and knowing that things are not going to go perfectly, neither should they.
Well, what about alcohol and not illicit drugs, but even when you're talking about, you know, marijuana, although any of those things, stay away from it? Is it healthy during this time? I know moderation is the key to everything. Do any of those things help take away, you know, from distractions or even your ability to think through things?
Okay, now that's a funny question. whatever.
I mean, you're not advising. No, I'm just saying. Maybe, you know, to that effect,
you're not going to say, let's go get find the weed.
No, absolutely not.
So not going to say that. What I'm going to say is what you knew did work with you before this happened. You yourself have not changed as an individual. So 9 times out of 10, what did work might work now, and what problems you might have been having or working up to before this are still in place.
Okay.
So, again, the point is you're not trying – I don't think it's a healthy approach to try to avoid being upset, anxious, or uncertain, because that's kind of crazy, because we actually should be upset, anxious, uncertain, because we don't know what the hell's going on, right?
Right.
But you don't want to be overwhelmed by it. So, again, what you're trying to do is hit that middle ground. Sometimes when you've had a really, really hard day, let's say, you know, you have 3 kids at home, you're not used to being the parent, you nor your partner. Yeah, when everybody's gone to bed, you might need to chill for a minute, but that's different than thinking that you should always feel chill and not upset or frustrated. So every time you get an upset or frustrating event, you got to go and manage that with some chemical solution. That's probably
imbalance.
Well put. Well put.
Yeah, because then, right, because then you're not learning how to solve your problems. You're
right.
Putting that off.
Well put, Doc.
Well, we thank you for your time. We certainly would like to have you back on, as we got a lot of good information today. And you guys down there at Morehouse School of Medicine have been doing a lot of great things and turning out a lot of good people. And so we wanted to reach out to people in the community, experts that had very good information. We certainly would love to have you back on again in the future.
Thank you so very much. I welcome that invitation. Look forward to talking to you all again.
Dr. Sean Garrison from Morehouse School of Medicine joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show. I thought it was pretty good information.
Outstanding.